Unit 5. English and English-speaking countries. Lesson 17. Exercise 1.2. What an amazing language English is.
More people speak Mandarin Chinese than any other language in the world. But English is becoming the world's international language. Why is this? There are four main reasons. First, English is used as the native language or an official language in many countries. In Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, South Africa, the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and many Caribbean countries, most people learn to speak English from their birth. So they are native speakers of English. English is also the official language in more than 50 countries. In these countries, English is used by the government in public affairs and in education. Second, people learn to speak English in many other countries where it is neither the native language nor an official language. Today, millions of people are learning to speak English. In these countries, English is most often learned and used in the classroom. Not only do students learn English, but also many adults learn it for better jobs. The more popular English is, the more people learn it. Third, English has become the language of the world. Half of all business deals are made in English. Two-thirds of all scientific reports are written in English. What is more, English is one of the official languages of international organizations, such as the United Nations, and it is used for international events like the Olympic Games. Last but not least, English is the main language of the Internet. More than 80% of home pages on the Internet are in English. After English comes German, with only 4.5%. As for email messages, nobody knows for sure, but experts believe that around 75% of all emails are in English. What a popular language it is!
Exercise 2.1.
Chen Yuan is going to take part in an international summer camp. She is calling the organizer for some information.
Good morning. I'm a junior high school student from Beijing. I am interested in your English summer camp next month, but I have some questions.
I'd be happy to answer your questions. What's your name?
My name is Chen Yuan.
How do you spell that?
It's C-H-E-N and Y-U-A-N.
Okay, got it. What would you like to know?
Do I have to speak English all the time?
Yes, you have to use English all the time because the students at the camp are from different countries.
I see. And what kinds of activities have you planned?
There are different activities every day. You will go to different historic places and visit museums. There are also outdoor activities like climbing the mountains and swimming.
Sorry, would you please say that again? I didn't follow you.
You will see historic places, visit museums, and do outdoor activities.
That's great. I love visiting museums and doing outdoor activities. Do I need to bring anything?
We'll provide everything for you, like textbooks, notebooks, pens, etc. But if you like taking photos, you should bring a camera.
I see. Thank you.
If you have any more questions, please feel free to call us.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye. Exercise 2.2.
First, we have to fill out a form. What's your name?
It's Payne. Kevin Payne.
How do you spell your last name?
It's P-A-I-N-E.
Thank you. Your address?
2689 High Street.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
It's 2689 High Street.
Is that in Oxford?
Yes, that's right.
Please give me your telephone number.
0044-141-3647-9833.
Please say that again slowly.
Sorry, it's 0044-141-3647-9833.
Thank you. Please sign this for me.
So I sign here, right?
Yes, that's right.